Hello everyone. So in today's seminar, we're going to be listening to a short presentation. That's you, Roger, and your partner Josie.
That's right, Dr. Cork.
So, what are you going to talk about?
We had some problems choosing a topic, actually.
I thought you both wanted to examine the effects of the invention of the aerosol spray.
Well, that was our first idea, but the problem was that we found there was a group in the other class who wanted to do that too.
Also, today's application of the invention seemed too much linked to its influence on the painting industry, and we looked at that a few weeks ago.
I see. Yes, I think you were wise to steer clear of that. What other ideas did you have?
We were stuck for a good topic for some time. In the end, Roger had some reasonable ideas.
Thanks, Josie. So, one idea was that we could look into how the Industrial Revolution was affected by the invention of the spinning machine. This invention revolutionised the garment manufacturing industry and led to the loss of many jobs in factories.
That seems like a good project.
Yes, we thought so too, but it was hard finding the right sources.
I thought there would be plenty on that.
So did we, but the library had very little. We then had a look at a couple of other inventions, for example, Volta's invention of the chemical battery. Although this happened a long time ago, and we wanted to link it to the development of the mobile phone, and how its development depended largely on getting a battery small enough to make them portable.
That might be too big a time between the invention and its effect.
We came to that conclusion too, though it's a shame, as it was such an interesting topic.
What came next?
We looked at how the sextant was invented, which was interesting, as it was invented in the US and the UK simultaneously. By measuring angular distances between objects, people were able to work out their geographical position relative to celestial objects. This allowed ships at sea to be able to work out their positions reasonably accurately, and no doubt saved thousands of lives.
Was there a problem with that topic?
We thought so. The effect of the invention was so long ago that we thought it was no longer very relevant.
I see what you mean. You'd probably have been all right, though.
We decided not to take a chance.
Well, it's often good to play safe.
I then wanted to look at the invention of modern light polarizers, which were created by the American physicist Edward Land.
What do they do?
They eliminate glare and were used in the first instant cameras.
And what was wrong with that?
That was my fault, I'm afraid. I just found the topic really boring.
I didn't want to force her, so we finally just chose a different subject.